The Gemara Lamed Aleph has a sugya of whether a person is tain l'chayz v'tain or not. So it's a machlokes whether a person could be tain l'chayz v'tain, and everyone seems to agree that a person can't be tain l'chayz v'tain to be mevatel his original taina. But if you're not really being mevatel or being machasher, you're just explaining it and being matarz dibori, then it's possible that you could be tain l'chayz v'tain because that's not really considered a new taina. But the mamash be tain l'chayz v'tain, that you can't do l'chuliyam. And the question is, what's the pshat in that? What is the chisaron of being tain l'chayz v'tain? And the Pasha says, and this is how it's mashma from the Rishonim earlier on Daf Lamed Beis, from the Rashbam and Taisus, that it's working miden haydas valden kmei edim dami. That once you you said a taina and you're being maida that this is what you hold, so then you can't go ahead and change it because you already have haydas valden. You can't change your haydas valden, just like we find the din of kolarim elavisi kremi leperati, that if within your taina there's a hayda, you can't go ahead and change that later on. So it would be the regular din of haydas valden kmei edim dami. It's a little bit. Shmer in the lashon, the ma'ase of the lashon, the tain v'chayz v'tain is mashma. This is a new din. It's not the regular din of haydas v'alden k'me'edim dami. It's mashma that there's a new din of tain v'chayz v'tain. It's not the regular din of haydas v'alden. So shaila is what's the pshat in this din of tain v'chayz v'tain. And so Reb Nachum over here in his kedushim, he makes this diak from the lashon of the gemara of tain v'chayz v'tain, and he says it's mashma from that this is a halachin tainus. It's nothing to do with the din of haydas v'alden k'me'edim dami, but it's a halachin hilchas tainus. That once you say one taina, you don't have a right to undo it and say another taina. That's a halacha in the Hilchos Tainus and Bezdin. You can't go ahead and remove your old taina, even without the din of Haydas Baldin Kmei Edim Dami. And even though the Rishonim over here on Daf Lamed are mashma, that's not how it's working. It is working in din Haydas Baldin Kmei Edim Dami. But I think in the Ramban, there is a raya to how Rav Nachum is learning. And Shmuel Rizovsky really makes this diak earlier on in the Ramban and Daf Vav. The Ramban over there, when he's talking about the din of Haydas Baldin Kmei Edim Dami, I'm sorry, the din of Aymer lo levisi kremel lo parati, the Ramban says that you only need a command to the din of Haydas Valdin when he's going connected Edom. He says lo levisi, and then Edom comes and say not like that. Then we have to say that Aymer lo levisi kremel lo parati, you have to command to the din of Haydas Valdin kemei Edom Dami. But if he himself is going and changing his own taina, Zach Ramban, you don't need to command to Haydas Valdin kemei Edom Dami, because that's anyways you're not Naman, because you're not Tain b'chayz over Tain. So it sounds like from the Ramban, is separating the two dinim, and he's saying that when you yourself are being chayz v'tain, it's nothing to do with the din of haydas v'aldim k'meidim dami. That's only needed k'neged edim. But when your own taina, your taina one thing, you want to undo your taina, even without the din of haydas v'aldim k'meidim dami, you can't be taina v'chayz v'tain. And that seems to be like Reb Nachum is saying, it's a halach in hilchus tainus in bezdin. Once you register one taina, you don't have a right to undo it and say another taina, and that has nothing to do with the din of haydas v'aldim k'meidim dami. That is what's l'chayim avur from the Ramban, but from the Rashbam and Taisus early in Laman Beis, it's mashma not like that. It's mashma that it's working with the regular halacha of Haydas Baldim Kimei Edim Dami.